Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Well, we're doing this very important series about the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and my guest is Marianna Turno. She's the president of government relations for Guarantee Trust Life Insurance. Marianne, in my first question from a listener who is a man with diabetes in his 50s, he's unemployed. He did not sign up when the first enrollments went out. Can he sign up today, or does he have to wait for special enrollment till November 1st? Does his pre-existing condition matter, and when are penalties starting to kick in?
Hi, Melanie. Those are great questions. Thanks for having me back. In the listener that gave you that question, there's a couple of questions he needs to answer to figure this out. If he's been unemployed for more than the last 60 days, then he doesn't have a special enrollment period, so he would have to wait until November 1st. However, I would tell him, go on the healthcare.gov website and put in all his information now. It might be, because he is unemployed, he might qualify for Medicaid in his state. And that enrollment is year-round, so he would not have to wait to get on Medicaid today. If he doesn't qualify for Medicaid because of his financial circumstances, somehow he might have other income, then yes, he will have to wait until November 1st to enroll in insurance. There are no more pre-existing conditions, so his diabetes will not count against him. He will still be able to get insurance. It won't cost him extra. And as long as he is covered this year, when the penalties start counting next year. So in 2016, folks have to report on if they had insurance this year in 2015, and you will be penalized if you weren't covered for the majority of the year. But there are special exemptions, and I'm sure they'll be handing plenty of those out. So in this gentleman's case, it's worth it to go on today, find out if he's eligible for Medicaid. If not, wait till November 1st, sign up then, and then apply for an exemption to the penalty. He should be good.
How are the penalties going to be issued? And when you say we have to, you know, let them know we're signed up if we had insurance this year, is that going to be on our tax forms? Is this going to be just an extra line now added to our tax form? And how are the penalties going to be assessed?
It is an extra line added to the taxes. The IRS actually added the line this year for informational purposes and to get folks used to the question. There was a question this year that says, do you have health insurance, or were you covered by health insurance in 2014? And you just had to answer yes or no. There was no other information required. Next year, it should be a little bit more intense, where you're going to have to answer yes or no and then provide information on your policy number or who your insurance is through. And on the flip side of that, employers are going to be required now to start reporting to the IRS who is covered by the insurance that they provide to their employees. So the IRS is going to be able to match up the information that you give and the information your employer gives, if you're covered through your employer, and figure out who has insurance and who doesn't. And then the IRS will be assessing the penalties against either your tax refund, if you're supposed to get one, or they will add it to the amount of tax that you owe.
So this is another question from a woman in her 50s who works self-employed. She's had insurance. It's getting very expensive, up to $500 a month, and she wants to know if she is eligible to go on the exchange. Does she have to wait for special enrollment? She's not unemployed, but she's self-employed. And Marianne, it would seem to me, as someone who's been self-employed like all my life, that this is a tough one for the self-employed. So what are the requirements there?
It is a tough one, because self-employed folks, especially if you're a company of one, under the rules, you're not actually considered, you know, an employer for the purpose of insurance. You're an individual getting insurance. So there are no special circumstances for you. This woman would have to wait until the November 1st open enrollment to go on to the exchange to see if she can find a lesser expensive plan than the one she has right now.
So she's not going to be able to just sign up now if she looks, because when you go on the exchange, you can see all these different plans. And I've done some research and gone on there myself just to see everything you and I are talking about. And it's actually, as you said in one of your last segments, sit there, maybe have a glass of wine at night when you're bored, and work on and just kind of scroll around the exchange, because you do get to understand. It's not as confusing as you might think, but it does take a little bit of savvy to see which button you should click next. And you can view your plans without even putting in much information. You can view available plans. But in this woman's case, she'll have to wait till November because she is self-employed and she's not out of a job.
Right, right. Yeah, she can go on now and look at everything, and which is a big change. When the exchanges first opened up, you couldn't do that. You couldn't look at anything until you had put in all your information, and they got so many complaints about that. So I'm so glad they've changed it. So she can look now and compare benefits to what she has and to see if it would be worth her time to go back on after November 1st and to actually try and sign up for something.
Okay, so now on to some of the younger folks that we've got, which, you know, the young folks want to stay young folks. Geez, I sound like I'm 80. Want to stay on insurance with their parents like they do with auto insurance for as long as they possibly can get away with. So what are the requirements? What are some of the options for the young adults?
Well,
over the age of 20. Oh, okay, yeah, start with under.
Right. Yes, once until they're 26, they can stay on their parents' plan. Now, if the parent has insurance through an employer, that coverage for their child stops on their 26th birthday. So if they have insurance through an exchange or outside of an employer, if they have regular individual insurance, the coverage for their child stops at the end of the year during which they turn 26. So that's a little bit more generous. But at some point, that 26-year-old now cannot rely on their parent, at least for insurance. They still can for other stuff, but not for health insurance anymore. So if they have an employer that offers insurance, they are eligible at that point to go on to their employer's insurance. They don't have to wait for an enrollment period, or they can go on the exchange and look for coverage. And I will tell you, there is a provision just for folks that are age 26 to 30. So for those 4 years, they are eligible for what the government calls a catastrophic plan, which is much less expensive than the regular major medical plans that are available to them. However, the deductibles are huge, so they're going to have to put out a lot of out-of-pocket money for health care before the insurance starts picking up any of it. But if they consider themselves to be pretty healthy and they don't think they're going to be going to the doctor much, it's a great deal for them because the premiums are really low, and it includes preventative services, and it includes 3 doctor visits a year, but there's no subsidies for their premium, and the deductible is really high. We're talking thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, sure, and that, I mean, so if the deductible is very high, but wouldn't it do you think it's going to save us money for these young people that don't have to go to the doctor very often, but maybe they start getting some preventive care that they might not have otherwise gotten?
Oh, absolutely. And then this helps them to be insured, and they don't incur that penalty that we were talking about previously, because they're going to have to declare on their income tax filings whether they have insurance or not. And this catastrophic care counts as insurance, so that will keep them from having to pay the penalty.
And now another listener question. We only have about 30 seconds left. If November 1st is the start of enrollment, it's until when? How long do you have to apply? Because somebody tried to enroll, received the paperwork after the due date, and wasn't able to apply.
Enrollment goes through January 31st of 2016.
Okay.
And it might get in, if there are problems with paperwork and things like that, it might be extended. It's been extended in the past years. This year, it was extended from January to April. So if there are issues with times and paperwork, it could very well be extended. But right now, it goes to January 31st.
So wrap it up, Marianne, 30 seconds.
Well, if you're 26 to 30, you have low-priced options, so you don't have to pay the penalty. If you're over 30 and you're employed or underemployed, go on the exchange website and look. You've got another month until open enrollment starts, and all your options will be there for you.
So basically, you could start getting your little ducks in a row right now, and then you'll know. And when open enrollment starts in November, then you can definitely get in there and get your paperwork done and see what you qualify for. Thank you so much, Marianne. We'll do more on this series with Marianne Eterno. Send your email questions to Melanie at radiomd.com, and we'll make sure Marianne gets them. It's a great, great topic. Thanks so much for listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole.